Thank you. essentially an analogy for a mental state where you feel that you're not doing your ordinary everyday routines. So ecstasy is essentially a stepping into that collective reality. And it's interesting if you think about it, how when we think about the civilizations that we look up to as having been pinnacles of human achievement, whether it's China, Greece, Hindu civilization, or the Mayas, or Egyptians, what we know about them is really about their ecstasies, not about their everyday life. We know the temples they built so where people could come to experience a different reality. We know about the circuses, the arenas, sport arenas, the theaters. These are the remains of civilizations, and they are the places that people went to experience life in a more concentrated, more ordered form. Now, this man doesn't need to go to a place like this, which is also this place, this arena, which is built like a Greek amphitheater, is a place for ecstasy also. We are participating in a reality which is different from